Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Raleigh Fingers. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Raleigh Fingers. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Spence. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting 8th. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jerry Jansky. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Jansky. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards 3rd. McKinney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mincher. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Mincher steals second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence strikes out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Raleigh Fingers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fingers hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Jainsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jainsky strikes out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Aparicio moves to third. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jainsky fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Fingers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spence for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mencher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barry. Rudy reaches second base with a double. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 1 in the game. Donaldson is walked intentionally. Raleigh Fingers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fingers is 0 for 1 in the game. Fingers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 1 in the game. McKinney hits a fly ball into right field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Jainsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jainsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Jainsky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 2 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alou moves to second. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alou scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 2 in the game. Mincher hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Murphy now pitching. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rudy hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. Duncan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Donaldson hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Fingers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fingers is 0 for 2 in the game. Fingers takes first base on ball 4. Duncan moves to second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 3 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton strikes out. One out. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann strikes out. Two outs. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 2 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spence for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis bunts towards the mound. Murphy fields it and throws to first for the out. Alou moves to second. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 3 in the game. Mincher is walked intentionally. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rudy hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Hovley now playing center field. Felipe Alou now playing right field. Joe Rudy now playing left field. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 2 in the game. McKinney strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams pinch hits for Danny Murphy. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a pop-up towards the mound. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Green pinch hits for John Donaldson. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. Two outs. Frank Fernandez pinch hits for Paul Lindblad. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Tartabull pinch runs for Frank Fernandez. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tartabull. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Tartabull steals second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 4 in the game. Campaneris hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Alou strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Green now playing second base. Mudcat Grant now pitching. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.